This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. It's National Diabetes Month, and the National Eye Institute is sharing advice to help prevent diabetic retinopathy, the leading cause of blindness in adults aged 20 to 74. Dr. Super Wong, an ophthalmologist, is chair of the National Eye Health Education Program. He says certain groups are at higher risk of diabetes, including Alaska Natives, African American, and Hispanic people, as well as a growing swath of the general public.
If you don't think you're in optimal health, if you think you're heavier than you should be, if you think you might have elevated cholesterol, if you're not breathing as well, or there's a history of diabetes, the thing to do is to get that checked.
The problem is, symptoms of diabetes are so mild you may not notice them until there's already been tremendous damage, says Wong.
The longer you have it, the more cumulative damage occurs, and through cumulative damage you can have problems with the end organs. These end organs are the eye, of course, that's what we're talking about today, but almost on a similar incidence, kidney and peripheral vascular disease, your feet and toes and so forth, are equal at risk.
Wong recommends annual dilated eye exams as well as regular checkups with your family doctor.
About 95% of the eye problems that develop can be successfully treated. And if successfully treated, if we think of in an old house or an old car, you can often do things if you catch it early enough. But left to its own devices, if the water is pouring through the roof, then there's extensive damage, and whatever repairs you make may not be as good or long-lasting or preserve vision.
Dr. Wong says new techniques to prevent and treat diabetes and prevent permanent damage have been developed just in the past 10 years. Now it's time for Arctic Changes, produced by KUAC's Tim Ellis.
Paris Climate Talks, what's in it for the Arctic? Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis.
The Arctic is the leading edge of climate change, our leading indicator of what the entire planet faces.
President Obama told foreign ministers from around the world meeting last summer in Anchorage that he came to Alaska to draw attention to climate change and how it's affecting the Arctic.
Arctic temperatures are rising about twice as fast as the global average.
Obama's historic visit to Alaska was among several actions he's taken in recent months to show resolve in addressing global warming in the lead-up to the Paris Climate Conference. Delegates from nearly 200 nations will convene there next week to consider an agreement to sharply reduce greenhouse gas emissions to slow global warming. A State Department official says that would indirectly benefit the Arctic.
The word Arctic may not actually be mentioned in the agreement.
But Karen Florini, a deputy special envoy for climate change, says Arctic nations and residents stand to gain from a conference focus on adaptation to help residents of the region cope with more flooding, wildfires, and other impacts.
The Arctic will be a principal beneficiary because, of course, the Arctic is warming 2 to 3 times as fast as the rest of the planet, and that's putting a lot of stress on Arctic systems.
Elizabeth Dabney is the executive director of Fairbanks-based Northern Alaska Environmental Center, and she says adaptation provisions must help Arctic residents cope with the warming climate.
There needs to be solutions presented to communities to not only adapt to climate change, but able to mitigate its effect.
Jessica Gerard, the center's Arctic program director, hopes the agreement will promote increased use of renewable energy and decrease dependence on fossil fuels, though she realizes that's an unpopular idea in a cold region that depends on those fuels for heat, electricity, and economic activity.
It's very difficult to talk about mitigation in Alaska when 88% of our economy is based on oil.
Gerard says Alaska's the perfect place to transition from fossil fuels because it has an abundance of wind, hydro, geothermal, and other renewable energy resources.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.